We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Kristen Lane, who is the marketing lead for Vitalant, you remember them as the Central Blood Bank. And we welcome Kristen to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So this is an important, and a lot of people have asked about this, as you're acutely aware, Kristen, about the antibody testing. Now, what is Vitalant doing in the process of, you still need blood, right?
Oh, yes. We have a critical need right now, and we are combining the test for the coronavirus to our regular panel of tests to all blood donation. And that means anyone who donates blood will find out if their immune system has produced antibodies to the virus. And what's really interesting about this is some people have been completely asymptomatic. They've shown no symptoms at all. And it will let them know whether they have actually had the virus.
That is unbelievable. How do people, I mean, so people could really, we don't know if we had it. Larry doesn't know if he had it. I don't know if I had it. But if we give blood, you run the tests and we find out if we in fact do have the antibodies and may have fought it off.
That's exactly right. And what's really interesting is we all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who thinks, wow, I was really sick back in January, February, March. Maybe I had it. And this will give you that answer one way or another.
That's tremendous, because you are right. This is a lot of people. I've heard this in my own family. I think I had something. It was worse than any flu I had before, and this lingering cough. And they want to know, do I have the antibodies? How long would they still show up in the blood, or would they be in there long enough over the last few months where you would know?
They would definitely be in there long enough. We don't know how long they will stay in the blood, though, because the virus is still novel. It's a new virus. It's only been around for a few months. So we encourage anyone who is willing to give blood and who is able to give blood to please do so. And what's really interesting about that is, while a positive antibody test does not mean that someone is immune to COVID-19, what it does mean is they may be eligible to donate convalescent plasma in the future. And then we transfuse that plasma into people who are very, very sick with COVID-19.
Wow, that's amazing. I gave blood April 12th, so I'm not quite there at my mark where I'm allowed to come back, am I?
You are not quite yet, and thank you for that. We ask you to wait 56 days in between donations, but as soon as you're eligible, come on back. We welcome you with safe social distancing virtual hugs.
So, Kristen, to reiterate this, there is a critical need for blood. The bone people, they're also going to find out if they have these antibodies, correct?
That's exactly right. And one of the reasons we decided to add this test is because traditionally Vitalant has offered little thank you gestures to donors, you know, maybe a T-shirt, pirate tickets, things like that. And with the new landscape we're all in today, we thought, let's give something that is truly valuable and will really give people the power of knowledge.
Well, what's the best place people can make an appointment? The easiest way to do that?
If you like to do things online, go to vitalant.org. That's V-I-T-A-L, like vital, A-N-T.org. Or you could just call our toll-free number. That's 877-25-VITAL.
That is great news, and we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. I think that will incentivize people to want to help and donate, and at the same time get some important information for themselves.
Absolutely, and we really encourage everyone to give us a call.
Yeah, I'm going to have my wife call you immediately, because she asks me all the time, do you think I could get the antibody Testing. Now I can say, I got the answer.
You got the good plan. News for the wife today. And Larry, I'll tell you the truth. Kristen, your staff was wonderful. I made my appointment online back in April, like I said, and it was so easy to do. And then when I arrived, the staff was so prepared for each and every person. You know, they spaced it out. It was socially distanced. There weren't a lot of people in the office at the time when I went. They just have it scheduled right, and it's very easy and very calming to do.
I'm so glad you shared that. That is exactly what we try to do. We want to make it a very welcoming and comfortable experience, because if you think about it, when you donate whole blood, you are saving three people's lives. That's just an amazing feeling that you get knowing that you've done that. So we want to give back to you and say thank you. We love you, want to make you comfortable, and we want to give you a reason to come back.
Kristen Lane with Vitalant, formerly Central Blood Bank, so people know. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.